And just talking about what we're celebrating today, we figured why not speak to one of our own, and I call him one of our own because he's a go-to guy. That's Mr. Gakwe Mashego, who is a political analyst. Mr. Mashego, it's such a pleasure to have you with us on this very special day. We're celebrating the life of Nelson Mandela, a man who may have played a very, I want to say, a pivotal role in dismantling decades of white supremacists in our country. And so we just want to have a look back as to what this day means, really, and what would be the best way to celebrate this day, in your view.
Good morning to you, JT, and to Rise FM listeners. Well, I think the day itself is an important one because this is his birthday. So it will always remind people years later that on this day, 18 July, a hero was born. Nelson Mandela, I think, he espoused the values of integrity, of forgiveness, of love. So people need to really commemorate today through showing some of those virtues by really just being accommodating to opinions that are different to theirs, because now we live in a world whereby opinions that run contrary to popular ones are not being accepted. So I think by just accepting what people are believing in and accepting as it is, and showing love, because also when you look at South Africa, we are in a tense society. We are a racial society, a society that sees everything through the prism of race, and when we move further into the black society, we see everything through the prism of tribe. That is why you hear issues of Zimbabweans are taking our jobs. You find them amongst the black community. You don't find them amongst the white community. And when you go further on, even among the people who say Zimbabweans are taking their job, they also got their own elements of tribalism. They are 100% Zulu boy. Hey, this one's Amashangan. You know, this hatred of each other. So I think Mandela showed that he, as a Xhosa man, few people might know that he was a Xhosa man because he didn't really put that forward as being the most important thing. And he, being a black person, of which he didn't even put that as well as being the most important thing, he really did teach us that you can be the change that you want to see, and you can love everyone as long as you are capable of loving yourself first.
Yeah, and perhaps if our politicians or our government were to take a page from Dr. Nelson Mandela's book, which page would you suggest that they take from?
Well, I think they'll need to take the page of caring for society.
Yeah.
And let go of the rhetoric, because you know most of our politicians, what they say when they're campaigning, when they're speaking on platforms created by their own parties, it is rhetorical. Some will tell you about white monopoly capital, about Stellenbosch, whereas the first time they get a million, they go and buy a car that is owned, which the dealership is owned by somebody from Stellenbosch. They'll say, talk about all these white people this, white people that, but they move into those areas where white people live. They want to have neighbors that are white. So, which means what they're saying is actually rhetorical, and in real essence, it's driven by a certain level of jealousy. So if they can let go of jealousy, which is actually a result of low self-esteem, if they can let go of the low self-esteem, we can become better people. But also on caring, because we know that our politicians, the first thing they do when they get into position, when they become MECs, when some are deployed to administration, the first thing they want to know, how am I going to steal? How do I make sure my family is better off when I'm out of this position than everyone else? So that's why at the end of the day, you end up with children studying under trees. You end up with students being evicted from accommodation because NSFAS is not paid a landlord, simply because somebody is trying to take the money that should be paying rent. He's trying to invest it and get the interest before he can pay at the landlord. So there's a spirit of not caring amongst our politicians today. I think Mandela cared. I mean, for whatever fault that everyone can say, Mandela cared about South Africa. Part of the sacrifices or the compromises he did was simply because if he's too strong and did not compromise, South Africa would not be where he was. So I think politicians need to take that leap of saying, let us stop this racial, tribal, ethnic rhetoric. Let us stop this thing of trying to racialize everything. Sometimes things are not racial. They are just they are not racial, they are apartheid. Yeah. Because we need to separate between race and apartheid, because even during apartheid, there were white people who didn't support apartheid. So we did not always say, why is this, why is that? We need to really point out to what the problem is. So I think politicians need to study further. Mandela read. Mandela was well informed. They need to read, study, understand, read philosophies, so that they can slow down, tone down on the rhetoric. And if they can be able to do that, the society that emerges, because they are a microcosm of society, it can become a better society that Mandela thought about when he was president from 94 to 99.
All right. Well, that's a political analyst, Mr. Hakwe Mashego. Today, Mr. Mashego belongs to us. So we'll have him in the second hour too. You can look forward to that conversation. Sir, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us.